Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I will cover some issues of the day that may not have gotten much attention. Number one, United States and Russia have a long-range nuclear arms agreement that will expire in February. The agreement was negotiated and went into effect 30 years ago. It's time to renegotiate, and China will also be invited to come aboard. We'll all be safer if there is an absolute limit on nuclear warheads. Number two, still on the subject of national security, President Trump shocked government officials in both Germany and the United States when he announced that he would pull 9,500 of our troops out of Germany. We've more than 30,000 in Germany now. The European Union, and especially Germany, need to do more to fund their defense. The NATO nations have agreed to each spend 2% of their GDP for military defense. The United States is providing 3%, but Germany, the richest of the European nations, has not stepped up to the plate. Some U.S. officials, as well as German Chancellor Merkel, don't agree with President Trump. Well, I give President Trump credit. European nations need to take appropriate action to defend themselves. We won't bring all of our 9,500 troops home. Some will probably end up in Poland, which could provide better positioned strategic defense against Russia. Once again, it's time to make some adjustments. Number three and last subject, agriculture. The shock waves sent by the coronavirus have been devastating. On a personal note, we sold a trailer load of market hogs, 180 head this week, and we got about half as much money for them as we did a trailer load 1 year ago. The Food and Drug Policy Institute, University of Missouri, expects farm income this year to drop $20 billion, roughly 19%. The National Pork Producer Council say we will lose $37 per head of hog, and cow-calf producers will lose $112 per head. Jeff Cooper, CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, reports that two-thirds of our ethanol plants are either shut down or have greatly reduced production. And that's not good for corn, since 40% of corn is used to supply ethanol. The dairy industry and fresh produce also are having a rough ride. We've been on these rides before, but it's no fun. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.